Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to MyDamnServices. MyDamnServices, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. Henrik and I found ourselves speaking more and more about artificial intelligence, synthetic content, and AI's ability to now manipulate or wholly create content that isn't real. This advancing technology, which has been emerging only over the last few years, is due to the revolution in deep learning. AI is generating synthetic media, a lensless game changer that will be immensely valuable for all creative industries. We had the pleasure to speak with Mark Milstein and receive his insights on this fascinating future where anyone can begin generating licensed, legally clean content with little to no skill or money required.
Mark, how is synthetic content generated?
Ooh, well, I used the word sausage maker before, and I'm going to repeat that by saying that it's raw data in, processed synthetic media out. But it's a lot more complicated than that. Just like imagining that, you know, in order to make great photographs now, you have to have a camera. That camera is made up of tens of thousands of parts, all of which needed to be engineered, sourced, and constructed together to create the camera. And then you needed the media, which needed to be developed, constructed, and then placed within the camera. And then you actually have to actually stand in front of the object that you wish to photograph. And then you'll need software then to process the end of the end product, the resulting media file, and then distribute that. This synthetic media also requires quite a lot of moving parts at this moment, but eventually that will be reduced dramatically. And those moving parts are, the key ingredient, of course, is training data. Training data means that synthetic media companies need to go out and photograph tens of thousands of real people. A diverse ethnographic demographic group of people, all of whom need to be photographed in a highly engineered fashion. And those photographs then need to be cobbled together in a data set. And then there needs to have metadata added to it. And depending on the GAN that you're using, depending on the generative adversarial network, or you're using something a little bit more sophisticated like OpenAI, that's Elon Musk and Microsoft's product, OpenAI's DALL-E, that's D-A-L-L-E product, you will need something akin to alt text, the same kind of alt text that you would apply to photography or video on behalf of disabled people, audience. And so that kind of descriptive language would need to be applied to that content. That content then needs to be fed into a generative adversarial network. And then the outputs monitored. And the best of the best content picked out and then presented to an audience. And was then placed into an aggregated format, a marketplace of sorts, where end users can then search for their content and then license that content for further use.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how MyDamnServices can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.